I'm absolutely delighted with the way our football club have conducted themselves today. Our supporters included in that, because the performance by the players was magnificent. We had to deal with a number of different situations today, injuries, sending offs, etc. And everybody into a man was outstanding. I've just said to the players there, we should have won the game. The chances with Bobby and Rowie, we should win the football match. And considering we were down to 10 men for the length of time we were, in this heat and the way we were able to manage the game, massive credit goes to our football club, I think.
Where to start? I mean, first and foremost, of course, you know, I'm fortunate for Cody on his debut. Cody Lyons-Foster, he's received a red card. I'm not going to ask you for your opinion because...
No, please do, because I thought Cody's come in today and I thought up until that point he was very, very assured, very composed. And you have to take into consideration it's his debut. And I thought he was excellent. Unfortunately, he saw red. We won't go into that. But his performance alone, he's devastated the lad because it was an opportunity for him. And bearing in mind we're down in that area of our squad with Will, both Wills being out. And then to lose Cody after such an impressive start is very difficult for the lad. But I have to say I was really impressed with him.
Manny Oyeleke had to be withdrawn. He went down for a second time and he had to come off injured, as did potentially seriously Nick Arnold, who left the pitch on a stretcher. I appreciate your wait for the more considered verdicts of the medical people involved, but any early news on either of those two players?
No, Manny obviously he had to come off with a muscular problem. Nick's more of a concern. And we don't know yet. We'll have to wait until that settles down and get some x-rays, scans, etc. before we can make any further comment on that.
Aldershot Town and Aldershot Town supporters might have expected a torrid second half of pressure from Eastleigh. It never materialised, and so much of that was down to the positional sense, the leadership, the camaraderie between the whole side, wasn't it? Who kept the ball so well and, as you say, carved out the better opportunities.
Well, the players, you know, took on board what me and James Rowe said to them at half-time. You know, tactically, you know, we spoke to the lads at half-time, me and James, and they took on board what we were after. Great credit goes to the staff, all of the staff, how they went about their roles today, but also the players, the way they managed the game and... considering this is the second year that we've been here now and going down to 10 men in both the games, I think we've done extremely well.
Sometimes as a football, I mean always as a football manager, you're judged on results, and you know, very often you try to separate that from a good performance that doesn't always get a result. But as a manager, and in terms of feeling proud of your team and the club as a whole, is there almost in fact more pride in that circumstance, getting a 0-0 at Eastleigh in the circumstances, as there is beating a team 6-0 at home?
Yeah, I was delighted with the performance. We should have won the game. Mm. We've got to put everything into perspective, if you like. You know, you can't win every football match, home and away. This group of players have come a long way in, 14, 15 months. Are we expecting too much? Because we're down to 10 men today to try and win a football match. We're coming away from here with an excellent performance. A point, a clean sheet with 10 men. We're doing okay.